Donc là, on est avec Big Joanie. Je vais commencer par vous demander comment ça va. So, hi girls, how are you today? Are you ready for tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Finally made it from Paris.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that. Donc je vais aller justement leur demander comment elles s'étaient rencontrées et comment le groupe avait commencé. So, can you just tell us how the band started and how you met as a group?
We started because there's an initiative called First Timers, which is about getting more marginalized people into the punk scene. So I decided to start a black punk band and messaged on Facebook, and Shadeen replied. And we met our first bassist on Facebook, and then we just kept going from there. And when our first bassist left to go to Glasgow, we met Stella, who was already playing in punk bands. So, yeah.
All right. So I was also wondering about your name, Big Joanie. Does it mean anything to you? Je me posais aussi des questions du coup par rapport au nom de groupe Big Joanie. Est-ce que le nom de groupe veut dire quelque chose pour elle?
So the name is a reference to my mom, who's called Joan, but it's also kind of like my idea of like a phrase for a strong, like confident woman. So like in Caribbean culture, we usually say when like kids are acting up or acting grown, they're acting big. Uh-huh. So like the idea of a Big Joanie is like a, you know, someone that kind of knows themselves and that is kind of grown in them, in their being.
Donc en fait ça vient de l'influence de la mer et dans la culture des Caraïbes. C'est quelque chose de très important et ça fait aussi référence à un grand voyage, Big Journey. Voilà.
Donc je me demandais également aussi comment s'était passée la production de leur nouvel album qu'elles ont fait ensemble. Comment était le processus et si c'était un petit peu différent pour Stéphanie qui avait déjà eu un groupe avant.
So you released your first album together as a band, sisters. And I was wondering what was the process like, and was it any different for you, from you, Stéphanie, who had a band before, to work with new people?
Well, not really. I mean, we've been going as I was in another band for like 2 years before we started this band, and this has always felt like a homely band for me. Like this band, we were meant to be together. We were meant to be together. So, and before we'd recorded like an EP and a single, but that wasn't with a producer. So for this album, we worked with a producer called Margot Broom, and kind of like worked together with her to create the sound that would become the album. So it was quite an intensive process.
Donc non, ça l'a pas trop perturbé de changer de groupe, entre guillemets. Elles étaient faites pour être ensemble, d'après elles. Elles ont toutes un peu passé 2 ou 3 ans dans d'autres groupes avant de former celui-ci. Et donc là, elles ont travaillé avec un nouveau producteur. Et c'est avec lui qu'elles ont vraiment travaillé le son qu'elles ont aujourd'hui.
Super. Alors c'est vrai que du coup, vous venez un peu du pays du punk. Et je me demandais justement, qu'est-ce qui vous avait donné envie de faire du punk si vous aviez toujours grandi en écoutant du punk?
So you guys are coming from the birthland of punk music. So I was wondering if you were always listening to punk music growing up, and who were your references growing up, and what made you want to do a punk music band?
I think we've all got different backgrounds for punk. Me and Steph grew up in the Midlands. And I think my background is more rockabilly and blues and sort of 70s punk. Yours is more sort of white girls, Steph, that's right, yeah. And then Estella is like emo. Mm-hmm.
We're true. Not judging.
Donc en fait, elles viennent un peu toutes de différents, de différentes sortes de punk. Il y a un peu plus, il y a des influences rockabilly, aussi du punk des années 70 et des influences emo. Et donc, comme tu disais, on ne juge pas.
Mais c'est vrai que, à part le groupe des années 70 qui s'appelle Pure Hell, il n'y a pas beaucoup de groupes noirs de punk. Et donc, du coup, je voulais leur demander justement s'ils avaient un opinion par rapport à ça.
It's true that aside from the band Pure Hell that you might be familiar with from the 70s, there are not a lot of black punk bands, and especially black girl bands. Do you think there's a reason behind that? Is it because punk music is not really, I don't know, do you think there's something behind that?
I think there's always been black punk bands, but there've not been enough people that want to document it. So people always want to erase the work that black people have done and the, you know, the things that we've put into the scene and into lots of music genres. There is no kind of racial category when it comes to music. So, you know, from on every era and every aspect, there's always been, you know, our ancestors have always been involved in this and always been kind of very good creators in it. I think it is just about kind of when it comes down to the documentation about who you want to classify as punk and who you want to remember. People prefer to remember the white guy with the guitar rather than the black woman that actually started the scene. So.
Donc en fait, d'après elle, c'est qu'en fait, il y en a toujours eu, mais que c'était pas vraiment connu ni documenté. Donc il y a un peu une espèce des sortes de catégories raciales, entre guillemets, dans la musique, et on préfère, comme elle disait, se souvenir du mec blanc, hétéro, cisgenre, là je développe, mais qui fait de la guitare. Et en fait, d'après elle, il y en a toujours eu, mais juste c'est aujourd'hui qui se révèle au grand jour.
C'est ça. Et je me posais aussi une question par rapport à la photo de l'album, justement, pourquoi elles avaient choisi cette photo-là. Donc, what about the picture on the album? Why did you pick that picture? Is it also your mom on the picture?
Yeah, that's my mom, Joan, and her sister, my auntie Andrea. And it's a picture when they were teenagers in the late 70s, taken in when they were on holiday in a caravan holiday in Wales, which is quite like a thing that people used to do in the 70s in England. So I loved it because it was just an amazing picture of them as sisters and example of kind of black British history that doesn't really get documented properly. Right. But also because, like, when my mum told me the story behind the picture, it was that she went on a holiday, but also the people on holiday were racist to her. So it's kind of about this idea that, you know, behind every moment where you're trying to find joy, there's always going to have someone trying to rip it from you.
Donc en effet, c'est sa mère et sa tante sur l'image. Elles étaient donc adolescentes à la fin des années 70. C'était pendant des vacances en caravane au Pays de Galles. Et donc c'est une très belle image. Et également, ce qui l'a beaucoup touchée, c'est l'histoire qu'il y a derrière. Parce que pendant ce voyage, il y a toujours eu pas mal de gens qui étaient assez racistes envers elle. Et donc ça montre le fait que même quand on est en vacances ou quelque part, il y a toujours la réalité qui nous rattrape et que les gens peuvent être désagréables.
Tout à fait. J'avais aussi envie d'avoir un peu vos opinions par rapport à la tournée, s'il y avait des groupes avec qui elles avaient envie de faire une tournée. I also wanted to have your opinion about touring. What do you think about touring? Is there any band that you would like to tour with at the moment?
Well, we were waiting to see if Slater Kinney want to work.
Oh, yeah. You're American, right?
Dates. Yeah, yeah. But, I think touring's been fun so far. We've been able to do it a lot more since the album's come out. And we kind of were able to come over to mainland Europe for the first time around the time that Sisters was coming out. That was with Parquet Courts last year. And then this year we've come back with Gossip. And we've played some dates by ourselves this summer. And so it's just interesting to get to see, like, the way... just like how punk communities work outside of our own experience, like, because I guess for so many years we've just been playing in London and then the UK. And yeah, it's just interesting to interact with other scenes and yeah, kind of see how we have these shared experiences, like, across the world, basically. Yeah. So yeah, that's been really exciting.
Donc oui, elles partent de plus en plus en tournée. Elles ont déjà fait l'Europe l'année dernière, encore cette année avec Gossip notamment. Et elles trouvent ça très intéressant de voir comment la communauté punk est en dehors du Royaume-Uni et d'interagir aussi avec d'autres scènes, d'autres styles de musique et de partager en fait une expérience commune avec le reste du monde.
Super. Et je voulais également aussi leur demander comment elles travaillaient en tant que groupe, si c'était facile pour elles, le fait de composer, d'écrire leurs chansons, si elles avaient envie de parler d'un peu des mêmes choses.
I was wondering, how is it like to work as a band? Is it hard at all? Do you want to talk about the same things? Do you have the same tastes and melodies? You know, all that kind of stuff that you probably get asked a lot.
I think we do, actually, really. Yeah, I mean, I think because we're all friends anyway, and I think, like Steph said, like, this band is the space where we can really create and be ourselves. So when it comes to making the music. You know, Steph usually comes to the practice with like the core of the song, and then, you know, we all add our bits on and work on it together to make it what it is. But I think we're all quite in tune with like understanding where the song might go. So, I mean, there's no real sort of conflict in there. Except when we get tired on tour, but not really, no. But quite, we're all quite relaxed, really. Yeah.
Donc elles disent qu'elles sont très proches, en effet, qu'elles sont vraiment toutes amies. Ce groupe, c'est un peu l'endroit où elles peuvent créer ensemble et être elles-mêmes. Donc elles, évidemment, elles répètent ensemble, elles travaillent sur leurs chansons ensemble pour les faire évoluer jusqu'à ce qu'elles sont sur l'album. Et elles sont vraiment sur la même longueur d'onde. Pardon.
C'est super. Et enfin, pour une dernière question, j'avais envie de leur demander aussi par rapport à leur projet, quel était leur prochain projet.
So I also wanted to ask you about your projects, obviously. Do you have any, are you currently writing new songs, or are you just on tour, you know, focusing on the new album and everything?
Yeah, no, we're currently writing new songs. We did like a little writing residency in the north of England for a week, and we came up with seven-ish new songs. And so, yeah, we're going to be playing a new song tonight as well.
Oh, exciting.
And yeah, we're hoping to kind of get going. We want to get some demos done and kind of think about the new album as soon as possible, really. Even though the old album feels
it's
very
only
old.
Like, yeah, really.
It's not that old yet.
I know.
Well, that's exciting. Well, I'm excited to see you live. You're going to be on stage. Livesche from 10:30 to 11:15. So we're all excited to see you, and everyone seems very excited to see you were supposed to give a showcase, and it was like, where are they? We want to see them.
We
so
got stuck on the train.
Oh, we understand. We were not the one.
A big strike.
Yeah.
In Paris.
Paris is very difficult to travel around.
Donc du coup, on est très pressés de les voir ce soir.
Attends, mais j'ai pas, y a un truc que j'ai pas traduit là.
Vas-y, excuse-moi, vas-y, je voulais pas te couper.
Pardon les Orléanais, vous devez parler anglais pour comprendre cet intérêt. Juste pour dire qu'elles ont fait une résidence au nord de l'Angleterre il n'y a pas longtemps, qu'elles ont écrit, elles sont encore en processing, oh là là, elles sont encore en train d'écrire, elles ont 7 nouvelles chansons, dont une qu'elles vont jouer ce soir. Donc voilà, en effet, on est très, on a vraiment hâte de les entendre ce soir. Où ça, à l'évêché, tu disais?
À 22h30, voilà, c'est ça. Donc merci beaucoup à vous. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merci.